CP 2023 M0101, The Origins of Manchurian Immigrants and Agricultural Policy. It is generally easy to explain that the Second Sino-Japanese War and the Japan-US War started when the Japanese people were instigated by the Imperial Army. However, it is not so simple. Professor Nomoto Kiyoko reports that the origin and connection of these conflicts lie in the Korean immigration program, which was part of the agricultural policy of the time. Explaining the situation, the first armed immigration to Manchuria began in October 1932. And then, in 1936, the Manchuria immigration plan for 1 million households over 20 years was decided as national policy under the Hirota cabinet. At first, there were strong negative opinions about agricultural immigration to Manchuria, including within the government, Ministry of Colonial Affairs, and the Kwangtung Army, such as the view that it was premature. Originally, in terms of domestic circumstances, Japan's traditional family succession system gave priority to the eldest son, which put the second and third sons at a disadvantage. As for overseas circumstances, immigration projects were considered in the area of the US's Japanese Exclusion Act, 1924, and the rejection of the Racial Equality Bill at the League of Nations in 1919. Kato Kanji, quoted below, is known as the father of Manchurian immigration. So, why did they choose agricultural immigration to Korea? Let's take a look at Kato Kanji's lecture in commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Jichi Kushusho, 1926. In this lecture, Kato explains the need to provide a place of activity to the second and third sons of a farming family. He refers to America's exclusion of Japanese immigrants, criticizing, "No matter how you look at it, America's refusal to let in any Japanese people out of its own convenience cannot be called a just act," and says that the reason why demands for the elimination of discrimination against Japanese people are not accepted by Western countries is because our country's power is weak. In this situation, it is important that we remain convinced, without any wavering, that power is necessary to realize justice. After pondering over how to strengthen the country, I came to the conclusion that the first step should be to link it to the colonial issue and bring results about the union of Japan and Korea. Immigration to Korea began in 1925, little by little, in units of several dozen households. The Korea Development Association, which was the driving force behind this, changed its name to the Manchuria Korea Development Association in February 1932. Sumita Ichiro, a Sikh veteran who wrote the Manchuria-Mongolia Management Principles, met with Kato Kanji on January 2, 1932, and thereafter made the following appeals, which he then succeeded in deploying to the military with the help of those who agreed. After the meeting, Kato and Sumita went to the Ministry of the Army to meet with Army Minister Araki Sadao. But Araki said, "I'm also against Manchuria immigration. It would be no good to have Japanese farmers among the Chinese people, who have a strong labor force and a strong life force." After meeting with Army Minister Araki, Kato immediately visited the home of his ally, Ishiguro Tadaatsu, who was then Vice Minister of Agriculture and Forestry, and explained the situation. Ishiguro immediately agreed, and since Nasu Akira and Hashimoto Denzaimon were going to Mukden in the near future to attend the great debate to decide on the possibility of Manchuria immigration, it was decided that the two of them would meet Nasu the next day to discuss the matter. And the three of them discussed it the next day. Hashimoto had been invited to this conference with the intention of opening a breakthrough for Manchuria immigration. The two of them explained the necessity of Manchuria agricultural immigration. At the meeting, many people were against the agricultural immigration plan, but Kwantung Army staff officers Itagaki Seishiro and Ishiwara Kanji supported it. Itagaki and Ishihara asked them to see suitable places for immigration, and Nasu and Hashimoto inspected the land of Manchuria from the air in a Kwantung Army plane. Sumita Ichiro also mentioned the selection of immigrants. The following seems to be in line with the Army's ideas for a Japanese version of Cossack soldiers, armed peasants. First of all, in the current situation, we will mainly recruit from reservists and gradually educate the second son and younger children of poor families and let them immigrate after the conscription examination. This was a plan that would later be implemented with armed immigration. As mentioned above, the whole flow of the 1930s, from the problem of the second and third sons of farmers, the need for land to develop, the start of Korean immigration and its expansion to Manchuria, the proposals and lobbying of veterans, the Great Depression, conscription and immigration of second and third sons of poor farmers, seems important in considering the factors that led to the origin of Japan's war, which was Manchuria adjacent to the Soviet Union's Cossack soldiers.